Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Friday, May 8th, 2015. This is the second episode that I've recorded the day. Although this is a day after that you heard the last one, I just wanted to give you a quick little tip here on how to make your smoothies a lot more tasty. I don't know about you, but whenever I make smoothies, I have a base of either kale or spinach. And just this is my own personal preference. I just prefer spinach. I like the taste a lot better. Whenever I have spinach in my smoothies, I really can't taste the spinach, so it doesn't bother me. Now, kale, on the other hand, I guess it really depends on the season and the type of kale that I pick, because sometimes there's not much taste, and then other times there's way more bittery taste than I could ever want. And I've tried a lot of different vegetables. Other ones have been broccoli. I've also tried celery, and I've also done romaine lettuce and field greens. And by far, my favorite is the spinach. I'd say the lettuce and the field greens comes next, but I got to put a lot in there to make it so it's dense enough so I'm getting the nutrients out of it. Broccoli, I just don't like. I just do not like blended broccoli. I don't like the way it feels. I don't like the way it tastes. For some reason, when you blend broccoli, it has these little tiny fragments that it gets stuck in your teeth. I'm not into it, but it doesn't mean it's bad. In fact, it's really, really good if you like to do broccoli. But I wanted to give you a tip to be able to help you not get sick of smoothies. So just knowing that whatever I put in as my greens, that's my base. And again, I'm not doing the greens for a certain flavor. Spinach is perfect for me on that. And then certain times of the year, kale works great. What I do change up are the fruits. So on average, I do about 75% of a base of greens, and then the 25% on top, what I do after that, is fruits, and I mix that up. In fact, just changing the fruits around is all it takes for me to feel like I'm consuming a brand new smoothie. Now, why is smoothie so important? Well, here's why. First thing in the morning, I just don't feel like to eat. I don't feel like eating anything, but you know what? A delicious sipping down a nice ice cold smoothie in the morning. I don't know. It just makes me feel great. And I love doing smoothies throughout the day because it's just super easy. It's convenient. It's fast. And it gives me way more nutrients in one shot than I would ever be able to eat with a fork. You know what I'm talking about? You ever try eating enough salad that you can stuff into a Vitamix blender? It doesn't compare. I can do one little bowl of salad and then I've got to dress it up and it takes forever to eat it. Whereas I could put about 8 times the amount of same vegetables, health, metabolism boosting vegetables. I can shove all of that into my Vitamix blender with the cup is almost 70 ounces and slam it in just a matter of minutes. You just can't beat the convenience. But here's the thing. A lot of us that if you've been doing smoothies for a long time, you probably have experienced the smoothie burnout. Because I don't know about you, but I like having systems, and I like being able to do the same thing faster and more efficient and better every time. But then after a while, the taste gets boring. So what do? I mix up the fruit. So here's what I have in my arsenal. Usually, I always put the ripest bananas in as the base, and what that does is it makes it nice and sweet. Then what I do is I mix up the berries that I put in there. Sometimes I put pear, and then the other day, this formula that has been working great is a couple of very sweet bananas, some frozen mango chunks, and then I top that off with some frozen blueberries. Why frozen? Here's why. Because if I can do frozen fruit, and we'll often freeze the bananas too, then what that means is I can get that delicious cold smoothie going without diluting the flavor by adding ice. How cool is that? See, ice can dilute the flavor. It can make it taste, well, a little less sweet than it could be if you didn't use the ice at all. Use frozen fruit. It goes a long way. Now, also test out the fruit too. So if you're getting frozen mango chunks, eat one. Take one out of the bag and eat it. Is it sweet or is it sour? Because that's going to make a big difference. For some reason, whenever I go to Trader Joe's seems to always have the sweetest frozen mango chunks. I know because I've tested a lot of them. So make sure that your fruit's sweet, because if it's not, well, it's not going to taste that good, is it? You ever had frozen blueberries, and then when you taste them, they're just all sour? Well, guess what? Your smoothie's going to taste that way too. So what I recommend is get the ripest, sweetest fruit that you possibly can. Freeze them yourself if you want to. That'll save you from using the ice and affecting the flavor and making it more bland. You want it nice and sweet and powerful? Oh, man. That's the way to do it, is freeze the fruit. before putting it in the smoothie. And then on top of that, you can add some almond milk or water or coconut, whatever you like to do. But anyway, right now, what I'm loving is my favorite formula is this. I do spinach and then frozen mango chunks, frozen blueberries, a sliced Fuji, a nice sweet Fuji apple, and I pour in some chia seeds. I fill it up about a quarter of the way with either an unsweetened or a sweetened almond milk. I kind of switch it up. I don't even know why. I just do. I think it's because I don't want to. You know what? I have no reason to switch it up. I just do it. And then the rest of the way I do water, blend it on high for about 2 to 3 minutes. And it's just so good. It is so good. So give that a shot. Let me know what you think about it, if you like it or not. And if you want to, feel free to send me a message. You can write to me, go to veganbodyrevolution.com, send me a message that way, or you can get on facebook.com, go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution, communicate with me that way. And if you want to, post a picture of your favorite smoothie or smoothie recipe. We'd love to hear from you. All right, I want to thank you so much again for tuning in. This is your host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, Thomas Tadlock, and I will catch you on the next podcast.